Muhammad from Jordan. Brother, you're live on Ask Guru. Your question, please.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Actually, I'm working for a big company.
Mm-hmm.
I am being authorized by the management to sign the checks.
Yeah.
I signed the check, but in the bank it's interest and all involved. But I just signed the check, but I don't get any money, or I just get my salary every month. So, but mm-hmm. they have authorized me to sign the check.
Mm-hmm.
So with another authorized person. So I just want to know, ask about the whether it's anything which I'm doing it wrong or it's right or
the checks are paid to whom?
Suppliers. Different suppliers.
Who are the suppliers? What do they do? What do they supply?
They supply different things to our company.
Okay.
Buttons and fabrics and then okay. all kind of stationery. They supply to our company.
Lawful things.
The finance, the accountant write the check.
Okay.
I sign the check.
Okay.
This is another question I have.
Carry on.
Can we eat with the in a non-Muslims with the same plates, when we eat in the lunch or something? There somebody comes and they share things in a plate where we are eating.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. the last question is, my son wants to know: can we have a parrot in the house, the bird?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Jazakallah khair. The rest of your questions, inshallah, will be answered in the order it was received.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one question, because of its importance, I would like to handle it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Eating with non-Muslims, there is no problem with that. If they invite you, or if you invite them, as long as the food itself is lawful, even if you happen to eat from the same dish or the same plate. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to invite non-Muslims even to the masjid. And he was invited by the Jews. And he accepted and he ate from their food. And the story of Shat Khaybar, which was poisoned. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate, took a bite, arafat. And he had a gathering of the companions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah does not forbid you from dealing kindly and gently with those who do not oppose you on account of your religion. Nor do they kick you out of your homes on account of your religions. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes and loves those who are equitable. So in this case, because of the importance of this question, some people think that if I shake hands with a non-Muslim, then I have to make wudu. No, this is not the case. Their impurity, it's not physical. So if you eat with them, even if somebody drinks, a non-Muslim drinks from a glass, and you drink after him, there is no problem with that whatsoever with regards to lawful and unlawful.
Jazakallah, Sheikh, for that. A very important clarification.